let's say hello to our next two contestants, Mike Bledger and Anna McEwen.
Hi.
Hi to both of you. Anna, you are an elementary school nurse.
I am.
Who is known as the singing nurse because you sing all the time?
Yeah. That's what they say. That's usually it. At the hospital that I do more of the singing, but not so much at the school.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you singing? Are you singing like
R&B?
R&B, really? That's awesome. I love that. I picture you walking around singing R&B in a hospital. That is like very wonderful. Mike, you're a comedian and you host a podcast called Malignant Brain Humor, but you also sing, don't you?
I do.
What kind of stuff do you sing, R&B?
Mostly R&B in hospitals. It's actually very awkward. I used to sing classic music.
This next game is called iPlurals. It sounds like we're talking about multiple iPhones or iPads, but we're actually talking about irregular plurals. Our puzzle guru, Art Chung here, is going to give us a bit of an English lesson. What is an irregular plural, Art?
Sure. Well, the plural forms of most English words are formed by just adding an S at the end. Some words change in different ways. For example, an accepted plural of octopus is octopi, ending in the letter I.
I'm going to give you the clues to words that have a plural form that ends in I, spoken in the style of an Apple commercial. You tell us the irregular plural that fits the description. Contestants, are you ready?
Maybe.
I think so.
Very good. Penicillin, yeast, blue cheese, toadstools. Now you can get them all in one simple kingdom. We're breaking the mold again. Anna.
Fungi.
Fungi is correct. Your classes, your required books, your assigned readings, your final exam dates, all in one place. Mike.
Alumni.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry, but I like the idea. Alumnus, alumni. Yes, Anna?
Syllabi.
Syllabi. Oh. There you go. Plenty of time, Mike. Plenty
she deserved
of time.
That one.
She deserved them all, actually.
I know.
Plants. They need so much water and so much attention, but now there's plants that don't need much of either. And if you try, you might get pricked. You'll bleed with joy. Anna.
Cacti.
Cacti. There you go. Mike, did you know that one?
I bet when she said it.
Very good. I'm reading you a clue, a hint, a lead, a giveaway. Whatever it is, you can find extra words for it here. They're books, indexes, lexicons. Mike.
Thesauri.
Thesauri is correct. I didn't think I was right. I've never seen someone more impressed with themselves. That was awesome. Well done. Joyful and happy. You are many, many shades of happy. So, your economy is sluggish. Unemployment, inflation, recession. Well, we've got a few trillion ways to fix that. Some call them bailouts. We call them relief. Let's get growing again. Anna.
Money eye.
Money eye. Good guess.
That's it.
Economy.
Economy.
Yeah.
Incorrect as well. Well, let's see. Anyone out there?
Stimuli.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, for you guys it's easy.
Yeah. Liquids, we'll swallow that. Chewed food, we'll swallow that. We'll move it all down to your stomach internally. Mike.
Esophagi.
Esophagi is correct.
I know.
This is your last question. So you need a four-sided shape, and all the sides have to be equal lengths, but they don't have to form right angles. Sound complicated? Not for us. Now that's a square deal. Anna.
Rhombi?
Rhombi! She knows her shapes. I feel like that was close.
It was. Mike was a fun guy, but Anna takes that round.
Thank you so much, Mike. Congratulations, Anna. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.